sit back and relax and enjoy tea life.
Hey, 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 what's up, Nation CFM here? It's your boy TP here. Now, this rice paper recipe is the easiest for today. Get ready your Vietnamese rice paper, and instead of dipping it in water like how usually we do it, place the rice paper straight onto a heated pan. No need oil. Don't have to add oil. Okay, just straight onto it. Then add a tablespoon of chili oil and a beaten egg. Cook it under low to medium heat until the egg is cooked. Then you can add parsley or spring onions or, you know what, cheese, mozzarella cheese, fold it in half and cut it into slices and ready to serve. Or you can just eat the whole thing as it is, no need to cut, because I mean, like, if you're alone then you don't need to cut it up. It's crispy on the outside, soft and tender on the inside because of the egg, and if you add cheese, then chewy and cheesy on the inside. They call this a Vietnamese pizza, is what TikTok calls it. I mean, if it's a pizza, then I don't mind if I do. TFM.
Green tea is good, but tea life is better.
Tea Life on the Night Show on CFM here. Annyeong, it's me, TB here. Now, this next Vietnamese rice paper recipe is to make cauliflower buffalo wings. Now, I know what you're thinking, like, what, TB, what is this? Hold on. Okay, listen to me. So, get your cauliflower, cut them into small chunks, and then you're going to cook them in hot boiling water or parboil them, and you can cook them in vegetable broth as well. Because sometimes if you cook them in just normal water, no taste, right? So, if you cook it in vegetable or chicken stock broth, then maybe it's more flavorful. Cook them for like around 5 minutes, take them out. Next, get your rice paper, cut it in half, and dip it in the broth that you used to cook the cauliflower earlier as well. So instead of dipping in normal water, you dip it in the broth so it's more flavorful. After that, wrap each cauliflower chunk with the rice paper and then broil them in the oven for 10 minutes at 160 degrees. The final part is to mix them with your favorite hot sauce. You can use sriracha or chili sauce, whatever sauce that you want, or you can opt for something like teriyaki sauce if you don't like spiciness. It's healthy, it's delicious, and your cauliflower buffalo wings is gonna be a hot sell at any party. CFM.
Want to know about the latest trends and gossip? It's all on Tea Life.
Alright, next show on CFM here, and you're back with me, TP here. Now, I love me some good popiah. Even if it's just a vegetable inside, it's tasting so great. Like, spring rolls is my favorite. Anyway, so this next recipe is to use rice paper and make ourselves some good vegetable rice paper roll. So, very good for a refreshing meal, you know, like especially on a hot day today. Having this is gonna make you cool down for sure. So firstly, prepare your vegetables by chopping up cabbage and also carrots. Also prepare on the side some bean sprouts and parsley. So dip your rice paper in water, lay it flat, sprinkle some sesame seed on top first, and then you can add your lettuce, carrots, bean sprouts and parsley. Wrap it up nicely and pan fry it with a little bit of oil until it's slightly golden brown. And your vegetable rice paper roll is done. Now this one is to must try. Like, I'm gonna try this weekend. I can't wait to try this. I've already bought my Vietnamese rice paper, so just gotta get the other ingredients ready. TFM.